Alex dim lights so people can see
I
out of
think
my
this
window.
goes around the back.
No,
Unfortunately, because
That's
of
fine.
the cameras, the
Am I supposed
wonky.
to be standing up there?
You don't have to.
Okay,
Both
cool.
of these could be.
Can you just change the slide on the
Yeah,
thing?
I've got it.
Oh, is it?
Sorry, can I just
Yes.
Maybe this goes away from there. That way maybe?
Oh, you started already.
Yeah. So that my thing doesn't die again.
What's died?
The slide.
Oh. Oh.
Just
That looks
relax
good.
a second. Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
So wait. Thank you, Jade. You can play.
Bye. Okay. Forget I'm here.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Sarah, project manager. And this is our first meeting, surprisingly enough. Okay, this is our agenda. We will do some stuff, get to know each other a bit better, feel more comfortable with each other. Then we'll go do tool training, talk about the project plan, discuss our own ideas and everything. And we've got 25 minutes to do that, as far as I can understand. Now, we're developing a remote control, which you probably already know. We want it to be original, something that people haven't thought of, that's not out in the shops. Trendy, appealing to a wide market, but you know, not a hunk of metal. And user-friendly, grannies to kids, maybe even pooches should be able to use it. Okay. First is the functional design. This is where we all go off and do our individual work. What needs need to be fulfilled by the product, what effect the product has to have, and how it's actually going to do that. Conceptual design, what we're thinking, how it's gonna go, and then the detailed design, how we're actually gonna put it into practice and make it work. Okay, right. We're gonna practice with the pens and draw our favorite animal on the whiteboard. I'll go first. And sum up the characteristics of that animal. So Okay. Need space for everyone else. We're running out of blue. Okay. I'm not gonna ask you to guess, I'm going to tell you that it's supposed to be a tiger. And I see them as majestic and independent and proud. Now, who would like to go next?
Me.
K.
Cat. This one sucks.
Is that your little pen?
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you.
to sitting?
So
Sorry?
It's sitting
It's
down.
sitting, it's not
Yeah.
standing. Okay, I see it as one thing, it's very supportive. It's your best friend in your you can talk to a dog, it can be your best friend, it doesn't discriminate between you based on what you are. Second, it's loyal. And third thing, it's got intuition. Means dogs can sometimes make out between a thief and a person. So basically these are the three unique features I think belong to a dog.
K, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Please leave me a space at the bottom, I'm little.
Oh,
At
right.
the top. Just standing on the chair.
Well, since you guys have chosen me, one's all I'll stay.
Okay.
Has to be something
You've got
a bit
dogology.
random. And also my drawing skill isn't that great,
Well,
so
as you can see, the quality of the work today is
I think it's outstanding, good.
K, now I'm gonna have to change what it was originally gonna be because that looks like a beak, I'll say.
Crocodile?
Yeah, it can be a crocodile. It can be a crocodile.
It
Well, it was
could
a
be
firstly it was an attempt at a T-Rex and then it sort of changed into a pelican, but it can be a crocodile as well, too.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and
Beautiful.
I'll have to think on the spot of things that it is. Scary. Strong. Yeah, that's about it,
Okay.
I think.
That's fine.
K. I'm very impressed with your artistic skills. Mine's a dreadful. Oops, is that coming apart? Let me just do it gently. I hope that clicks in. I'll hold it on. Oh dear. What happened there?
Technical help.
Hopefully that'll stay on. Two-handed version.
There we go.
K. Again, this is off the top of my head. I was gonna do a big cat too. It doesn't look quite like what I want it to be.
Nice.
It's not a vampire
See
bat, honestly.
Okay.
Somewhere there's a body part.
K,
That's my
sounds
dreadful, that's
bad.
the worst yet. It's meant to be an eagle.
Seagull.
Right,
Right, not
that's
seagull.
Comparing flying eagle. Could have been a seagull, I never thought of a seagull. An eagle. Again, I'm thinking on my feet, goodness. Suppose they're also independent. I'll put that one down again.
They're good at golf.
Independent, right. Did you say they're good at golf?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah,
Eagle.
an eagle.
Oh right, I'm not good at golf. I'll say they're quite free-spirited. Flying around everywhere. Doing their own thing. And birds of prey, aren't they? Oh dear. Intrepid. Intrepid. There we go.
That's lovely.
That pen's gonna be okay.
Okay. That was fun. Right. Finance-wise, we've got a selling price at €25, which I don't actually know what that is in pounds at all. Any ideas?
It's about
€1.4. €1.4 would make about £1 or something like
Yeah, something like that. So that Yeah, that's
Fifteen?
seventeen
Seventeen?
pounds.
Okay. That's expensive.
Should we be making notes of this? We can just refer to later, can't
I
we?
think so. I think so. I'll be able to pull it up or I can put it in the shared folder or
Having
something.
said that though, if you wanna get one of those the ones in the market at the moment, they're about £20 anyway. So
Right.
Really?
Yeah. We have to buy one.
So I suppose the nature of it depends if we want to undercut the price price would it or is it going to make our product look a cheapy cheapy option?
Yeah, production costs at $12.50, so
Okay, pretty huge margin.
half of the selling price is
Yeah.
taken up by building it.
Mhm.
And profit aim is €50 million, which is
In our first year?
Yes. Yeah, I presume so.
You've got market range international and you did say earlier it's got to be accessible and usable by sort of all age groups. Just we're not focusing on business market any particular way, it's everyone views it from the telephone. Okay.
Big
Target
target.
group.
Yes. I don't think it's a case of worrying about different languages and things like that, making that key point. Just that it's going to be in the international market like Australia, America, things like that. Okay. What are your experiences with remote controls? I mean, we got we had three videos, a TV and a sort of amp thing all set up. So we got one of the universal remote controls.
Yeah.
That you program each of your things into. But that kept losing the signals, so we'd have to reprogram it every now and again. I think it was quite cheapy as well.
Yeah.
So that might have had something to do with it. But that was quite good, the fact that you could
Use all the ones
didn't
in
have
sequence.
six remote controls sitting in front of you.
You wanna integrate everything into one like
Yeah.
Okay.
My experience has only been being given the remote control with the object I buy, not doing any tampering with it and programming, using it to program TV remote videos and things. But basically on off volume up and down channel 1 2, that basic function, I don't think I could go any further with it than that. So it's got to be something usable by someone like me as well.
Yeah, that's the main stuff anyway. I mean, and you don't want to I hate looking at a control and seeing a million tiny little buttons with tiny little words saying what they all do and just sitting there searching for the teletext button or
And
something like
symbols
that.
that you don't necessarily
Yeah.
understand, symbols you're meant to understand
When you've got the main things on the front of it and a section opens up or something to the other functions when you can do sound or options kind of recording, things like that inside it. Cuz it doesn't make when you pick it up, it doesn't make it really complicated to look at. It's obvious what you're doing.
Actually, that just raises a point. I wonder what our design people think. But you know on a mobile phone, you can press a key and it gives you a menu. It's got a menu display. I wonder if incorporating that into the design of a remote control might be useful. So you've got a little LCD display.
Right. I was thinking of the same lines. You instead of having too many buttons and make it complicated for the user, maybe have an LCD display or something like that, like a mobile.
With menus.
And with menus.
Yeah.
And if it's somewhat similar to what you have on mobile phone, people might find it easier to browse and navigate also.
Yeah.
What about the older generation? What about granny and grandads?
They do the same.
My
Less
granddad can
technology.
answer his mobile phone, but he couldn't even dream of texting or something like that.
Can he program his remote control or is he basic with that too?
I don't think they take things.
Yeah.
I don't think
My
so.
granddad's actually better than me at using teletext, so
Right. So that's a problem regardless of any design modifications you come up with.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a problem anyway with the older generation
Yeah.
perhaps.
They
How do
have to
you
learn.
ever assume
Yeah.
to tackle that?
Well, it just needs to be as long as it's sort of self-intuitive and you can work out what everything's doing. Cuz I mean menus on sort of new phones now, they've sort of got all these pictures and stuff which makes it fairly obvious what you're trying to do.
I don't know,
I don't know how.
I don't like the, you know, the new phones that kind of got a Windows-based
Oh yeah.
running system. I find it really confusing. I kept getting lost in the phone. I've not got a new one, but my friend got a new one and I was trying to do things with it and I just kept getting lost, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know how for 25 or €12.50, how much of a excellent screen you could get.
Yeah.
You'd have to sort of keep it down to a black and white LCD thing,
Is
wouldn't
it possible that for the older generation you could have like an extra button that you press for large print, like you do in large print books? Obviously it
Teletext has
displays
got that
less
option
on
as
the
well.
screen. It displays less on the screen, but as long as they can
Yeah. Or what about kind of a dual function in that you've got the basic buttons just for your play, volume, program things, and also and then a menu to go into with obvious pictures, obvious symbols, and that's where you control recording and things like that.
The other thing is just tucking into mobile phone design features again, you can have a flip top remote control, so that when you flip over the top, your screen is, you can have a bigger screen in the, if you flip over.
I think that's a cost thing. I don't know
Yeah.
how much we're gonna know about.
It might save a bit of space if we, instead of looking bulky, it might look
Yes,
small.
no,
Yeah.
that's important.
But it might have its cost implications.
Okay.
And there's no reason we need to make it look as fashionable and stylish as a mobile phone. It can still be lightweight plastic, you know,
Right.
something that's easily molded and produced.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm treading on your territory, guys.
No, no.
Right, okay, we've got half an hour before the next meeting, so we're all gonna go off and do our individual things. I think that's probably about it, and then we'll come back and meet again,
Yeah.
and I get to do another fantastic PowerPoint presentation.
Just a quick thing about
Sure.
the about what you were saying about the doesn't need to be fashionable. The sort of I had a quick look at the company website, and it's like the we put the fashion into electronics.
Oh,
So
right.
I
Okay.
think the whole design thing might be quite, I
Sure.
mean, you don't you
Yeah.
you can still have plastic and it look quite good, but
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be that, you know, but that was my main point. We do
Yeah.
have to use metal. I don't know if using plastic doesn't make it cheaper. I've seen that later.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, probably. I mean, the Sky remote controls and everything, they're kind of molded and look a bit different than the TeleWest remote controls or silver plastic, which looks a bit smarter. So yeah, I guess that's stuff we can think about. Okay, so let's break up there. Okay?
Okay.
So see you in half an hour.
Do we go back to our rooms?
Think so.
Yeah.